This is Lynn Benton Tractor's Newsmakers with Brent DeHart and Dave Bourne, presented by Les Schwab Tires and sponsored in part by Furbish, a salvage place, and Kennedy Tax Solutions. Live, local talk that matters to you. Now, here's Brent and Dave from the Capital Auto Group Studios, exclusively on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
And welcome to Newsmakers, folks. This is Brent DeHart with Dave Bourne on 1430 KYKN. And here we have the place for local talk. We talk about local initiatives, local ideas, local institutions, local individuals. And today, though, we are going to introduce a new segment coming up on KYKN, something exciting and new coming in for Monday. We welcome on the phone, a big surprise for you all, Bill O'Reilly. Welcome to KYKN.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me in, and I appreciate you taking the O'Reilly update beginning on Monday. It's going to be exciting.
Well, I really enjoyed the television show. I watched it. I even had sons. I want you to know my sons would, like, as teenagers, they would TiVo the O'Reilly show. They'd be like a sophomore in high school, and they'd come home, and they'd get the real deal and hear what you had to say. I thought it was awesome. And most
Thank you. They went home playing video games.
We
continued the legacy on BillO'Reilly.com. We do a half hour of news analysis every night called the No Spin News. And I run the corporation, so that's the big difference. And I'll tell you what, it's a fun thing and interesting time we are living in the United States, no question about that.
Indeed.
So keep up with you, BillO'Reilly.com, of course. So tell us what you're going to, our listeners can expect to hear from you coming starting next week.
Well, basically, we're emulating the Paul Harvey franchise. He is a radio icon that people may remember. I knew him. We both worked for ABC News, and when he died, his franchise kind of just went away. It's 15 minutes, news encapsulation. Then I come on the second block. I do my analysis for 4 minutes. And then the third block is something you might not know, which is a fun segment. So I'm hoping that I am carrying on Paul Harvey's legacy. In 15 minutes, you'll know pretty much what's going on in your country. And I think in this crazy world, that's a valuable thing.
Wow, you're squeezing a whole hour of information into 15 minutes. You're just amazing, Bill.
Yeah, I know. It's run and gun. But I've been doing this a long time. And a lot of it's in the writing. And a lot of it's in the topics that we choose to analyze.
Well, those are some big shoes to fill, but if anybody could, it would be Bill O'Reilly.
Absolutely.
So we're really looking forward to it, and we need that kind of commentary.
I think so. I think people are confused. I have a book coming out September 24th called The United States of Trump, How the President Really Sees America. It's a history book. It's not pro-Trump, not anti-Trump. And, you know, people in Oregon, I live there, as you guys know. I worked at Channel 2 in Portland. And basically, we're a country that is under siege from both the left and the right by propaganda. And I think it's valuable for Americans to really know facts. And the United States of Trump and the O'Reilly update on the radio, it's all about facts. And we back it up. And when you listen and when you read, you'll take away things that could help your life.
So under siege, I think propaganda, and, you know, people need a place where they can trust what they're listening to.
Absolutely.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's what you guys are selling in Salem on KYKN.
Yeah.
You're selling news that people, when they hear it, they can take it to the bank. And it's important. We all love our country. I think 90% of Americans love their country. But some people are very confused today. And I'm trying to unconfuse them. That's my mission from now on.
It's really hard to wrestle people into a state of reality sometimes, isn't it, Mr. O'Reilly?
Yeah, it is, and the reason is that it's a complicated world. The machines are dominating us now. Everybody's got the phone in the hand. Social skills are going by the wayside. The ability to concentrate, the ability to even reason is on the wane. Public schooling, not what it used to be. So people are looking around and they're going, you know, what's real here? Is Donald Trump really a crazy kind of guy who wants to hurt the country? Is that true? And I think it's the responsibility of people like you guys and me to bring as much reality and as much truth as we can to our presentations.
Mr. O'Reilly, and If you're just joining us, Bill O'Reilly is going to be on KYKN here
every weekday, 104 to 119, a 15-minute little program.
How are you going to filter up all the knowledge that comes your way and the experience in your analysis? How are you going to pick which topics to focus on?
Well, it's discipline. I've been doing this for 45 years, and I've been successful everywhere I've been. And then it's almost frightening. Even in Portland, Oregon, we took over from a legend, Richard Ross, and we changed the whole way that TV news was delivered in Portland, Multnomah County. And I am able to get information and then tell it to other people in a way that's very understandable. That's a talent that I have. So that's what I use. Same thing in my books. We have 17 million copies of my history books in print. Far and away the most successful nonfiction series of all time, The Killing Books. Mm-hmm. And it's only because I'm able to take information and make it exciting and make it relevant to you. And that's something I was born with. God gave it to me, and I'm happy to be able to use it.
And as you said, now you own the company.
Now I own the company, and now I don't have to take any BS from people who don't know what they're doing. I mean, that's a big thing. Plus, I have studios in my home.
That's
helpful,
too.
So I have to go to that crazy New York City every day.
Oh, what a blessing.
So, my life, I've been a very lucky guy. Everybody takes hits. Everybody on this planet has stuff that happens to them that maybe shouldn't happen. But, in total, I'm lucky, and this new project, the O'Reilly Update on the radio, it's fun, and I really think it's worthy.
That is terrific, and we sure appreciate you being able to be in our market. I mean, we're in the shadow sometimes of the Portland market, and if you want to come back and tell it like it is on Portland TV, we'll welcome you back as well.
Well, you know what? I love Oregon, and I'm a New Yorker, born and raised, and I went out to Oregon, and I didn't know anything about it. It is the most beautiful state, and I made it my point while I was there to visit every part of it and to drive from, Canyon City all the way down to the end of the state, to raft the Rogue River, to go out to the Three Sisters and to even Eastern Oregon where the Basques are. I mean, the Rahanishi guy was there when I was there. That was hysterical. But I love Oregon. I think Portland and Multnomah County have gone crazy left.
Yes.
I may have to come back and try to mitigate that.
Good luck with that.
But you guys live in a great place.
Well, I appreciate that, and I'm really looking forward to having the O'Reilly Update on every weekday, 15 minutes to start our afternoon program.
Absolutely.
And, of course, BillO'Reilly.com, and you've said you've got a new book coming out.
Yeah, The United States of Trump. I hope everybody checks that out, September 24th.
So in our 15 minutes, and you said you're trying to emulate the Paul Harvey thing, which encapsulated some news, and there was a little bit of commentary in there as well. I don't know. I don't want you to give too much away, but is it going to be the news of the day? Is it really, this is a topic that people need to understand and we're going to educate?
Well, today, for example, I did the news of the day and emphasis on a hurricane to start. And then the second block was this global warming stuff, mm-hmm. this climate change and what's really behind it. It's a big industry now, this climate change industry, huge. And I did a commentary about saying this is what really is happening that they're not telling you. And I think that kind of information is valuable, and I back it up. It's not some, I believe in global warming. I think the climate's changing. But the way it's being presented to the American people is not honest. And if you think that China and Russia and Japan are all going to change their economic systems because of global warming, climate change, you're crazy. They're not. So that's the kind of commentary that I deliver, and I think people will find, they don't have to agree. You don't have to agree, but it's a point of view that I think you'll find interesting to think about.
Well, I do think America is starved to where to turn for just pragmatic, intelligent evaluation of what's going on.
And that's what we try to do.
Yeah.
And I'm upfront about it. I mean, I say, look, here's what I believe and why I believe it. If you have a better, stronger argument, send me a letter.
Don't we have?
I'll use it.
Sorry.
That's what I did on TV for more than 20 years, and we were very successful. And that's what I'm doing now on radio and on the website, BillO'Reilly.com.
One last question, Mr. O'Reilly. Don't you feel like we've gotten to a place in America where the 10% on the fringe are yelling at the other 10% of the fringe and the rest of us are caught in the crossfire?
Yeah, it's a hateful time, and it's generated by, as you rightly point out, not that many loons. It's lunacy on that. But the real disturbing part of the hatred is that it's embraced by a corrupt media. A corrupt national media has taken that hatred and turned it into hundreds of millions of dollars. It's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It's wrong on every level.
Well said.
People are not getting information and the truth any longer because people are making hundreds of millions of dollars off of hatred.
It's crazy. And then, Bill O'Reilly, thank you for your time today, and we look forward to the start of your new show, Monday, 1:04 p.m. to 1:19, right here on KYKN.
Thanks, guys. Anytime. Appreciate it.
Take care. And we'll be right back after this break, so stay tuned with Brent and Dave on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
This is Lynn Benton Tractors Newsmakers with Brent and Dave, presented by Les Schwab Tires and sponsored in part by Furbish, a salvage place, and Kennedy Tax Solutions. Now, let's go back to the Capital Auto Group studios on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
This segment of Newsmakers is proudly brought to you by Color Tile of Salem.
And welcome back, folks. This is Brent DeHart with Dave Bourne. We just have enough time to cover some topics of the day.
Right.
I mean,
this
topic keeps coming up, repeating itself like a bad penny. Good press. But the Costco proposed Costco development from Pac Trust in South Salem on Kubler.
Yes.
Right. And so now they're looking at a lawsuit, honestly, and that's going to push back the city council even looking at it. When you think this is a delaying tactic, of course, you're right. And if you're Pac Trust, how long are you willing to wait and fight and spend money on attorneys and not put your money elsewhere, right? Because when it comes to businesses, they need to put resources where they're going to get a return.
Well, didn't they already invest into this area that they were going to move to?
Huge. And then they're going to sue the city of Salem for, I don't know, what, $10-15 million. We'll get to that as well.
Isn't that how much they put into it?
So they put in $3 million of transportation improvements as far as how much they put into purchasing the land and doing the pre-development work, which included, of course, flood control, wetland control, infill, and all those things. I don't know what that number is, but it's a considerable investment, and it was done over 10 years ago. So that's the time value of the money. And had they put those, let's call it $5 million, let's just make it up, maybe $10 million. Had they put that money somewhere else, would they have been receiving a return on that investment by now?
Absolutely.
And how much? And so when the city turns around and says, you can't do this, even though we promised, or even though you comply. Now, here's the issue, folks. This is going to go Pac Trust's way. It just is.
Mm-hmm.
The reason it's going to go Pac Trust way is because they're complying with the land use regulations. They're not asking for something different. They're not applying for a variation of the rules.
Right.
They're not asking for special permission. The land has been approved for the use that they're proposing. Bingo. That's it. And you're out now scratching your head. Well, what's the holdup then? The holdup is the city council said no, although they'd had no grounds to say no.
Right.
And if you're not crazy and you don't pay attention to land use regulations and laws and processes, this is hard to understand. But basically, there's criteria. So the decision, one, it shouldn't have been in front of the Salem City Council. They shouldn't have even brought it up for their review. They had nothing to review. The land is zoned and permitted for what they're going to develop. That should have been a staff rubber stamp.
Mm-hmm. Didn't the city council say yes to it originally?
10 years ago, there was a land use decision. That's when it was determined that if you do this and if you do that, then you can develop under these parameters.
Okay.
That's what it was.
You're right. That's rubber stamping right there.
You may develop under these parameters, and that was the land use decision. There wasn't a second. There's not another decision to be made. And then they come back, and they're doing what they said they were going to do and what the city said they could do. There was literally not a decision to be made, folks. But some people didn't want it to happen. Okay, everybody has a right to complain.
Right.
But you can't let that rule the day and rule the law. Right? It just is. So it goes to the Land Use Board of Appeals. PAC Trust is the developer that owns the land, who is proposed to build the building for Costco and a few other additional retail buildings on the same site. And the gas station pumps, of course.
Of course.
So South Gateway Neighborhood Association, they're going to appeal the Oregon Court of Appeals to weigh in on this. And it's interesting, the attorney for this small group, Carl Anuda, they're asking the courts to rule on whether or not the developers are accountable to a years-old verbal commitment that the project would be a smaller enterprise. The answer is no, Carl. You need to stop wasting those people's money on attorney fees, Carl. The answer is no. You know that. A verbal commitment, was it one of the things discussed during the entire process? But when the gavel went down and the vote happened with the policy body, that ended any verbal talk about what might happen.
Right.
This has been approved. So we're going to wait and see how long it takes the Court of Appeals to weigh in.
Is it
on
Oregon
this.
Court or federal?
Oregon Court of Appeals.
Okay.
But the city council and the city, well, I should say the city attorney. So the attorney is the rep that is handling the city's business and advising the council. He's like, well, we're not going to touch this until the Court of Appeals weighs in. So we're looking for another 6 months of be on the calendar there and
how
that process and that decision. So anyway, it was appealed to the Land Use Board of Appeals. City said, no, we changed our mind. You can't do it. PAC Trust, the developer, appealed to LUBA, Land Use Board of Appeals, with the state. LUBA sent it back to the city, said, look again. I wish it were a little more clear. I wish it was more like, look again and do what's right under the law. But anyway, so that gets remanded. But in the meantime, now it's appealed. I don't know. I guess they have a lot of money to pay attorneys to try to push this back. So anyway, it's frustrating because it doesn't make any sense and it seems to be a waste of money. And, you know, if I'm a neighbor there, if I live there, do I want the Costco there? I don't know. But am I going to spend any money if a developer is bringing exactly what was approved?
How far are they into the building development?
Zero.
So just the land's ready to go.
Land's ready to go. It's been leveled.
So there's a big empty lot right there.
And there has been for a long time. Yeah.
Oh, man.
So no date at all, even though, and you know, if I'm LUBA, I'm a little peeved too, because I want Salem City Council to, we remanded it to them.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're saying, well, you can remand it to us, but we're not going to look at it. It's kind of like what they did with the bridge. You can ask us three questions, but we're never going to answer them. And by doing so, we're going to kill something that happens. So I get it. Dan Acheson is the city attorney. He's the one that, you know, is advising the council. It'd be fruitless to weigh in on this, you know, until the state appeals court weighs in. It's just interesting political move that the state appeals court move before. And then we must see the handwriting on the walls that the city council is not going to have any. They're not going to have any choices because...
Well, we would hope not.
These are the findings of fact. This is how these reports go. This is a finding of fact, right? The ordinance says, the land use ordinance says, blah, blah, blah. And then there's criteria that you, Dave, can use to make your determination.
Mm-hmm.
And the criteria will be A, B, C, D, E. But none of it is, does it make the neighbor happy? That's not a criteria.
Nope.
And when the city councilman from Ward 4 said, oh, I'm going to make an emotional decision here. You know what? Your emotions are not part of the criteria. You have to determine your decision based on the criteria. And that's automatic grounds for appeal. So that's how it's supposed to go down.
Well, just a simple, you know, you follow the rules and it should just simply go through because you're following the rules.
Mm-hmm.
So just saying.
Also on the agenda in the news today, United Gospel Mission had held a forum about talking about the sit-lie ordinance.
Mm-hmm.
We've been talking about that with the mayor. And again, it's how people feel about this. And there's going to be emotional arguments on both sides. folks, we can't do nothing.
Got to do something.
That's, you know, you want to make an argument about whether or not this is going to be good for the homeless population, good for the downtown, mm-hmm. right? Good right. for downtown residences and patrons and businesses. Okay. I think doing something, I'm with the mayor here, I think doing something is going to be better.
Right.
And if you can't have ideal, mm-hmm. you should settle for better.
Right.
Right. We were just talking about that
yesterday.
With Commissioner Brentano. If you can't have better ideal, then have better. And then the question will be, well, is it better or worse for the homeless individuals? Are they going to be pushed out? Are they going to lose services and things like that? Wow. Have the community conversation, but don't have the conversation such that it freezes mm-hmm. everything and doesn't do anything. We have to try something. And if it helps, great. If it doesn't help, if it's a push, well, let's keep trying. If it goes backwards.
Let's do better.
Let's do something else.
Let's do better.
Anyway, got to do something. Hey, folks, it's been a great Friday. We're going to...
Mary Louise is next.
We're going to come right back with Mary Louise. So stick with us. We got one break coming up here with Brent and Dave on 1430 KYKN. Salem's listening.
Lynn Benton Tractor's Newsmakers, presented by Les Schwab Tires, continues in the Capital Auto Group studios. Here's Brent DeHart and Dave Bourne on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
This segment of Newsmakers is proudly brought to you by Green Acres Landscape.
And welcome back, folks. This is Brent DeHart with Dave Bourne. And in the studio, as promised, we have Mary Louise Van Atta, our own little social calendar guru. Mary, welcome back. Nice to have you. It's the first week of the month now.
I know. It's so exciting, and I love the fall here.
And suddenly it's
so
September.
Beautiful.
And we have all new... I know. We were talking about this a week ago. When people whining about summer being over, and September is spectacular.
Oh, right? And October even. Yeah. Often. And
yeah. So. See? She knows.
I'm looking forward to an Indian summer for sure.
She knows.
It should be beautiful.
All right. So we got things to do in September. Some kids are going back to school. Some people
Thank
going back
goodness.
To teaching.
Yeah,
all this stuff.
Not that I have any. But
the events are still going on, and the weather's still going on. So I noticed on your list this month, there's a lot of things to do outdoors.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And there's still wine and beer to drink. So you know,
well,
don't
that never
be...
ends.
As long as there's wine and beer to drink, there's
Brent will be there,
and you might see me too. So one of the things I think would be super fun if you can go is to the 5th annual garden party for Salem Harvest. And you all had Salem Harvest on the show. It was one of the Wednesdays with Denise. And what Salem Harvest does is it gets everyone together and picks extra produce from people's small farms and sells it to, in you know, very small amount to the food share.
Wow.
So such an important organization. And so they're going to do a really special event at La Chouette, which is on Ankeny Hill in Jefferson. And that will be on September 8th on the Sunday from 4 to 6. And they will be raising money to continue their work to make sure no food goes to waste.
That's cool. Now, you never know about the French. They just make up how to pronounce things. Is that La Chouette, you think?
No, I think it's us making
La
it up.
La Chouette. La Chouette. And they just ignore the last three letters.
Sure.
And La Chouette, whatever it is, in Jefferson on Ankeny Hill.
So if you go to salemharvest.org, you can buy tickets. They're $50 a piece. Or you can even sign up and volunteer and be one of the volunteer pickers for various fruits and vegetables as
nice.
They're available in the valley. Okay, who likes Oktoberfest?
That's my month of birth.
It's the
so
best.
Yes, love it.
It's the best. Surprisingly, not in October, in September, September 12th.
Okay, wait a minute.
Through the 15th.
Why is Oktoberfest in September?
Just ask the Germans.
Wow, that doesn't make sense at all.
It is, and I have been almost every year when I can go. Oktoberfest.org, and that's with a K, O-K-T-O-B-E-R.
October.
Yes. And so those tickets are really affordable, and it's a celebration of German style. So it's sausages.
Warm beer.
It's delicious beer. It's corn on the cob. It's strudel. And my favorite part are the wiener dog races. And so many years I have raced my dogs in the races, and they are an absolute delight.
That sounds hysterical.
It is super fun. So I would recommend you do that. So,
especially after a couple of beers.
That's the middle of the month in Mount Angel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And yeah, starts on a Thursday, and then there's always that great place where the polka bands play and you can dance.
Nice.
So you don't want to miss that.
No.
You can dance if you want to. Okay.
Again, On Your Feet Friday, if you've never done that, that is a great event to see the town. That's on September 13th at 5:30. And that's one that you will want to get involved with. You just show up at the main street, around Venti's, and you get to try on some shoes. You get to go a passport and go to 8 different locations. And then when you resume, they give you raffle prizes, tickets. There's music. There's food. Super fun way to try out what's going on.
And this was launched, I think, by the Gallaghers, right? Gallagher Fitness Resources. And
it
that's
was.
Just a cool idea. It's like, oh, who would be up for this? And then suddenly there's something fun to do in downtown Salem.
Yeah, and it's no cost. And we brought our families, people with strollers, people with dogs. They're running and having a great time.
And this passport thing is great concept. Mm-hmm. You go and you show up, you get a passport, and you're on your feet. You can run if you want to. Mm-hmm. There's people sprinting. I think you can walk if you want to. And just go through downtown, and you go to 8 different locations in downtown. You collect the stamps. You might get a little food. You might get a little beverage. You might listen to some little music, some raffles. There's giveaways and such, right?
Mm-hmm.
That is a cool thing.
It's very fun, and I just recommend it. Great family activity on a Friday afternoon.
And is that? Oh, that's September 13th.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's not every Friday, folks.
Yeah,
but
it's
once a month. Once a month through the summer. Okay.
Super. Okay, who loves dogs like I do? The 7th annual Walk and Wag is on September 14th at Minto Brown. That's to benefit the Willamette Valley Hospice, and they do that to help take care of dogs for people who are terminally ill. And it's a beautiful program, and the walk is super fun. It's just a mile and a half around with your dogs, and you can register online at wvh.org. And that's on September 14th.
Wow. So right after we're on our feet, then we get up in the morning and we walk it off with our dogs.
With our dogs.
The Walk and Wag. By the way, we are listening to Mary Louise Vanatta, Vanatta Public Relations, and she comes with us once a month, beginning of the month, and tells us all the things to do during the course of the month that are fun in the Willamette Valley. So what's next, Mary?
Oh, gosh, there's so many. Okay, so I know you had Robert Chandler come on and talked about the Salem Rotary Multisport River Fest.
Yes.
Which will be on Sunday, September 15th. And this is something I would really encourage everyone to take a serious look at. There is something for everyone. You can do a 1K, 5K, 10K. You can do a duathlon or a triathlon. And for folks that just want to experience swimming in the Willamette in a safe environment, this is the time to do it. Really test yourself. And if you're an athlete, this is perfect.
Hmm.
That's going to be at Riverfront Park. You have to get on the website to kind of figure out the different options. There are so many, but that's RotaryRiverFestSalem.org. And I probably will do the 1K.
You're going to do the triathlon.
Actually, I'm going to work the beer tent is what I'm going to do.
So, nice.
So someone said there's beer, and I said, well, you know, they get up early. And
I
work.
Challenge. Okay. I want to hear from the person that does the On Your Feet Friday, does the dog walk, and then on Sunday does the Multisport River Fest.
Yes.
I want to hear from that person.
And so there are Olympic distance triathlons. So if you just want to test out your strength, the perfect time to do it. All the funds go to our Rotary charity work.
Nice.
So wonderful. More running. There's yet more running.
There seems to be a lot of running here.
Yeah, September's a wonderful running month. And so that super popular color run is going to be on September 28th. That's a Saturday. You guys are probably familiar with that. It's at the Oregon State. It starts at the Oregon State Fairgrounds. And you can run, and they just go crazy and throw colors on you. And it starts at 8 a.m. So
it'll be all rainbow by the end.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, he's funny.
So you ready for some more?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there will still be movies in the park, as you know. And one of my favorite places is Cubanissimo Winery. Have you been out there in West Salem? Salsa dancing, super beautiful views. And there on the 28th, in the evening, are going to be showing How to Train Your Dragon 2 with food, wine, soda, popcorn, and candy. And it starts at sunset. And so if you want to RSVP to Cubanissimo Movie, movieintheyard.com/events, you can do that and just go out and join them at the beautiful Cubanissimo Winery.
That is very cool.
Love. And you'll find that out on Best Road in Northwest Salem.
There's so many fun things to do. And going outside to watch, I mean, you don't have drive-ins anymore, but you can sit outside in a park-like setting and watch a movie.
Oh, yeah. And it's just in Salem. There are so many free things for families to do.
Can they, I was just going to ask, can they bring kids to that, even though it's a winery? And is there wine as well? We're
going
to want to check that on the
website.
Just
go ahead and register, and they'll let you know.
Yeah, because it's How to Train Your Dragon, too.
Yeah, so I would imagine it's probably more of a family-type environment.
Yeah.
So.
Brent's so funny.
So I'm just going to throw in a plug before I have to go for the Salem Firefighters Breakfast. Now, that's not until October 17th. But this is for the Salem Fire Foundation, and we're raising money to add life-saving equipment to the Salem Fire Department and in the community, such as AEDs and AutoPulse, which gives continuous life-saving CPR in a machine.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
It's super exciting. And so the seating is very limited to that, but right now we're seeking sponsors. So if there's anyone who's interested in supporting Salem firefighters, they can go to salemfirefoundation.org or give us a call at our office at Vanatta Public Relations, and we will help set you up.
I think I've been invited to that and put it on my calendar already for October.
It's very possible. It's, yeah, it's only seats a couple hundred folks. So we're going to have the honor guard and really important information about the fire department.
And what time is that?
That's going to be very bright and early in the morning. It's 7:30 a.m.
Ooh.
October 17th, SalemFireFoundation.org. Well, thank you, Mary Louise Vanatta, here with us on KYKN every month.
First That's Friday. All you can stand me. Not every week would be a little
so
much.
Flustered.
It would be a little much for me.
I'm so awed by your presence. I can't make it the sentence out. But thanks
much.
For joining us.
Oh, I love coming. Thanks. I'll look forward to seeing you again in October.
We'll see you in October, and there'll be more to do.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can find all these events that we just talked about on our website under the tab KYKN Local Events. It's on the homepage now.
All right, stick with us. There's more to come here on Newsmakers with Brent and Dave on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
This is Lynn Benton Tractor's Newsmakers with Brent and Dave, presented by Les Schwab Tires and sponsored in part by Furbish, a salvage place, and Kennedy Tax Solutions. Now, let's go back to the Capital Auto Group studios on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
This segment of Newsmakers is proudly brought to you by Sylvan Learning Center. Brett had to leave a little bit earlier, basically because it was Friday and he wanted to get out of town and beat all the kinds of traffic. So it's me and it's Mitch Graff from the Salem-Keizer Volcanoes. Hey, Mitch.
Hey, well, let's spend our whole time talking about him since he's
yeah,
not here.
There you go.
And he can defend himself. So.
Right. So, a great season for the Salem-Keizer Volcanoes, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, you know, and for those of you that already know and those that you that don't, last night we played an incredible game. We came up to the bottom of the ninth inning. Bases were loaded. The winning run came to the plate, and it wasn't to be. The little engine that could just couldn't quite get it over the hump. And we are now out of the playoffs, but it's funny, Dave. Last night I always stand out by the gate and thank the fans as they leave the main gate and go home. And last night, nearly every single fan made it a point to either come shake hands, hug. There was some tears. I mean, there's a lot of people in tears. But it wasn't tears of sadness. It was tears of, oh, my gosh, I had a great time. What a wonderful season. What an amazing season. And everybody walked out of the stadium last night happy. And that's tough to say because we got knocked out of the playoffs. And that hurts a little bit. But just knowing that emotional reaction from the fan base, and we had an electric crowd last night. As the innings progressed, we were fighting from behind the whole game. But as the game went on, you can just feel that electricity building and the fans wanting to explode with something amazing happening. And it didn't quite happen, but just talking to the folks. And I really spent a lot of time during the season going into the stands, talking to our season ticket holders, talking to the occasional fan, talking to the family that was there for the first time, just making sure that experience was going as planned. And last night, it was a wonderful family, Volcano Nation, Volcano family night. The night before, down in Hillsboro, on Wednesday night, we had the whole game until the last two innings, and we let it slip out of our hands. And there's a lot of Volcano fans that went up to that game. That game hurt a little bit more than last night. So last night at the end of the game, it was an emotional letdown, but I just felt the energy leave the stadium, just kind of a launching pad for 2020 and beyond. I mean, I think we really did some great things this year. Almost the entire staff, as they were punching out last night, was like, Mitch, can I come back next year, please? Can I work again? I just love the job. So
well, that's awesome
a wonderful
to hear.
Thing. And yeah, I think it was a good season. That's a W. We may not have won the Northwest League title, but I think it's a W for the fans this year.
Well, you got to point out, too, that they were first half season winners, right?
We were, and that's what propelled us in the playoffs. And the hard part is, I think 12, 13 players, our best guys, got yanked up to the next level.
which is
the
goal.
Hops, in comparison, lost three people. They lost two hitters and one pitcher the whole season long. So we had four times as many players. So really, it wasn't even playing ground. I mean, we were playing with, yes, professional athletes, but our main guys, the all-star guys, were up at the next level competing. And that's what we want for these kids. We want these kids to go on and someday see them in the big leagues, pitching for the Giants or for some major league club. And a lot of our guys do have that potential. The nice thing is the Giants had several affiliates qualify for the playoffs, which bodes very well for several years from now when a lot of these kids, you will see them in the major leagues. So, yes, it's painful, but you know what? This whole season, we've talked about it since back in the spring. There's a lot of changes that went on inside the stadium and also outside the stadium as far as a mindset approach and as far as who we marketed to, go more towards the family, not the baseball fan. And it really kind of came to fruition during the season. And it culminated last night with a great crowd here to support the Volcanoes. I really wish, Dave, we could have played tonight because tonight school is out. People would have shown up by the droves when they heard that we were down to the winner-take-all tonight's game. But that's okay. Everyone's feeling happy today, and for good reason.
Yeah. There was what was the overall feeling from the vendors, the new food vendors there?
Yeah, the new food vendors, I think, were extremely well accepted. We had everything from coffee to pizza to barbecue to Cafe Yum to authentic Mexican food and hot dogs and shaved ice and just a really nice mix, a little bit of every category. And I think they all enjoyed themselves very, very well. Now, whether they come back next year, that remains to be seen. I mean, life changes, right? Every day we have new things that we have in our lives as business people and as just regular family people. So we'll sit down with each of the guys one at a time, see how they felt about the season. And we've been in touch with them the whole year long. But I think overall the reception that the fans gave them was over the top. Never heard but maybe one or two little complaints, and that was usually like on our bigger days, like 4th of July, when we had 5,000-plus in here. But beyond that, you know, it's excellent food. Whenever you pair excellent food with entertainment, you're going to get a good value, and I think that's what we delivered this year.
Yeah, winning combination right there. And the new sound system went well?
New sound system went very well. We went from 5 to 29 speakers.
So everybody could hear it well.
For 23 years we were around, we had five speakers, and we still utilize those five speakers. They're pointing out towards the parking lot.
Right.
So when people get out of their car, they can hear the music that's happening on the inside. So, yeah, we had to kind of fiddle it with it a little bit to make sure we kind of dialed in the reverb and the bass and the treble and all that. And we got it pretty darn close towards the end. And Nick Snyder, our PA announcer, he's been with the team for several seasons. He took his game to a whole new level. We kind of took up some of the reins and said, hey, do your thing. Show us what you got. Bring something new to the position. Bring some new sound effects. Bring some new energy. And he did not just what I asked him, but 10 times more than that. And Payne Patchett, our play-by-play guy, same thing. He started as an 18-year-old right out of high school, and he finished the season as a seasoned professional baseball announcer, and who knows what he has planned for next year and what the world has planned for him, whether he stays here or he moves on. Doesn't matter. For this one magical season, he was part of the recipe of our success, and for that we're grateful. And his dad was here for the first time last night.
I got to meet him today.
Drove down from Lake Stevens and got to hang outside the window, listening to everything that was going on, and that was a true joy for him. Very proud father to listen to Payne do the play-by-play.
Yeah, I got to meet him today. Payne was here, and I got to say goodbye to him as well. A great kid, and he's got a future big time ahead of him.
Well, and Dave, you were instrumental in his development, too, because as a new guy, him. You've been in this, 55 years.
Yeah, right. Like,
but you kind of took him under your wing and mentored him and gave him the tutelage that he needed and the institutional knowledge of how do you hold this microphone, how do you get the high out of your voice, and what do you do when something fails. You taught him that, and so for that I'm grateful, and I know that he is as well, and so are the fans out there that listened on a daily basis. And we had thousands of fans that would listen in on streaming and on your app. And Mike sometimes would text me at 8 or 9 or 10 o'clock at night and just excited with the number of digital listeners we had. That's phenomenal. That shows us that we have a following out there that loves listening, and that this kid was a big part of that, you know, and for that we're very thankful.
Absolutely. And Crater, how's he doing? Is he, you know, crying?
Crater's old. Yeah, he's like, what, 3 million years old.
Yeah, is he so like, like
he's
crying?
He's going to be taking a little time off.
Yeah.
The Crater might get a little bit of a makeover during the off season. Time will tell on that, but... yeah, Crater after 23 seasons. People love Crater. And Roofman. You know, Roofman was here 18
Roofman.
Times this season, including last night. He shoots out his balls and he shoots out his T-shirts and kisses his biceps and makes the kids really enjoy. And the big kids. You know, there's moms and dads and grandparents jumping up and down saying, give me a shirt! Give me a shirt! And like I said, last night there was extra energy in the stadium. I mean, you can feel it was a palpable feeling of that love and that excitement for that team that was on the field for what they did for the community this year. You know, and I had reached out to preemptively reached out to Mayor Kathy Clark and Mayor Chuck Bennett over in Salem and said, okay, guys, if this happens again for the first time since 2009, we need to have another parade. And both offices were like, absolutely, let's do something special. So I already had the balls in motion to do something very special for these kids. I got permission from the Giants to delay their departure by 24 hours so that Salem Kaiser could do something extremely special for these kids and these coaches before they went back to wherever their home is, whether they go to the Instructional League or whether they go to Dominican Republic or go back to Georgia, wherever they were. We got the permission from the San Francisco Giants to wait a day so that we could honor them the right way. It just didn't happen, but again, it's fine. This morning, they all came in here, got their stuff, cleaned their lockers out. They got their travel money that the Giants pay them, and we were able to shake hands with them, give hugs, and just thank them for a spectacular season. And now they're all off on the way. The last kid just got here about 15, 20 minutes ago, got his travel money, and he's on the way to PDX.
Wow.
Way back home.
You should have had a parade for them anyway for being the first half champions.
That would have been cool.
Next year, you should do that.
It's not a parade, just you know, some kind of an event that gives the community a chance to come out and celebrate. You know,
a
because
barbecue.
This team, after 23, a barbecue, yeah, after 23 seasons, I mean, the Volcanoes are part of the Salem Kaiser culture, whether it be the 4th of July, whether it be the opening night, whether it be the Cancer Awareness Week, and all the things that we do with the local community in mind, we are part of the very fiber that makes up the Salem Kaiser experience. And we realize that, and it is a high honor, and it's something that we need to always remind ourselves of. We have to remember to deliver that top-shelf product that people can enjoy. They can consume more of it, and when they leave here, they crave the next time they come back. I guarantee you, Dave, last night when these folks left, every single one of them, they craved the time next season when they come back again and see us. And
well,
that was
Mitch,
one of the goals beginning of the season. We made people three promises, a smile at every turn, lightning-fast lines, and number three was you're going to crave the next time. So
Mitch,
crave. I think that's a great way to end the season.
It
crave.
Is a grave.
We
yeah.
crave more.
It's been a pleasure, Mitch Grass, Salem Kaiser Volcanoes, and we'll
this
do it.
This is the last show.
It
last
is.
Show.
We'll do it again next year, buddy. See you later.
We will. Thank you very much, Dave.
This has been Lynn Benton Tractor's Newsmakers with Brent DeHart and Dave Bourne, presented by Les Schwab Tires and sponsored in part by Furbish, a salvage place, and Kennedy Tax Solutions. Live local talk that matters to you from the Capital Auto Group studios exclusively on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.